A bill headed to the state Senate floor this week would require California to start tracking discrimination in health care. Assembly Bill 3161 asks the State Department of Public Health to collect self-reported patient demographics from complaints at hospitals and long-term care facilities. Shalita Smith from Corona says she feels bias played a role in her treatment when she faced a life-threatening hemorrhage after childbirth at an Orange County hospital in 2007.
The emergency room doctor, he basically told the nurse, "We need her out of here. I want to discharge her." So she came in the room with the discharge papers and she said, "I'm scared for you." And I said, "No, I'm scared for myself." Luckily, I was able to stay. And if I would have went home, I would have bled to death. I wouldn't be here today.
The bill would also require hospital patient safety plans to specify methods to address racism and discrimination in healthcare, including procedures for staff to anonymously report instances of racial bias. Raina Granberry with the California Black Women's Health Project says she's heard of cases where patients felt that staff ignored them or discounted their level of pain.
Hearing a father come in and say, "We've asked the doctors for 7 hours to intervene and she laid there for 7 hours and bled to death." It is a pain that ripples through the community. It's crippling to our collective well-being to continue to experience these types of things.
Hospitals maintain that they offer the same high level of care for all patients, regardless of race. Anyema Obikeya with the Black Women for Wellness Action Project says the data, when broken down by race, will tell a different story.
It's really important for patient safety plans to actually consider the role that some of our biases play in the quality of care that patients receive, particularly when they are people of color.
This is Suzanne Potter reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.